Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. whatever you want on tonight. Just lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for being a friend to me. I haven't always been truly God, but you never left my side. And for that, we're grateful tonight. We're so thankful to you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, for in spite of God, you're still a friend to us. And we magnify your name, oh God. Help us to continue to chase after you, God. Oh, I am free of God.
He's my friend. Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we're already rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus, He who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. If you don't know the way, if you don't can't find the way, you're tuned into the right channel and the right place at the right time on tonight. Amen. Amen. This is Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries. Amen. Bishop Omar Zachary and family. Ministry. This is our Thursday night celebration. Amen. And we came for none other purpose than to lift up the holy and righteous name of Jesus Christ. Time. Amen. And we're so grateful. We thank God. Amen. Thank God for being here. Amen. Thank God for seeing us through another day. Yeah, almost at the end of the work week. Amen. We got one more day almost at the end of the work week. Amen. This is Thursday night, so we're grateful. Amen. We're grateful. Amen. All right, let's turn to Exodus, the fourth chapter. Excuse me. Exodus, the fourth chapter. Amen. Those of you that was in with us on Sunday morning, you heard the first part of this Sunday morning. I'm just going to highlight very briefly, and I want to close this thing out tonight. Amen. We're going to do our best to put this gallon in the paint to close this message out tonight. If not, amen, if the Lord say the same, Sunday we'll do part three. If need be, we will do part three. Amen. Exodus, the fourth chapter, looking at verse number 2. Amen. As we stated, we preached this, we started this on Sunday, and we kind of ran out of time. We didn't run out of words. We kind of ran out of time, amen, on Sunday, so we said we would come come back Thursday night and do part two. So Exodus, the fourth chapter, amen. I would like to call your attention to verse number 2. Exodus, the fourth chapter, amen. If someone out there can put it up on the screen for those that may be coming in, amen, a little later. Exodus, the fourth chapter, verse number 2. Amen. Thank God for having my full family, amen, back in the building in service on tonight. Amen. The last few Sundays we've been separated. Amen. We've been able to be all together on Thursday night, our Thursday night service. Amen. I want to know in a little while, maybe a little later towards the end of the service, how many families we have that has taken hold to the 7-day prayer challenge. Amen. The 7-day prayer challenge. I've been talking to many people, many families that have been taking hold, and God has already started blessing families and reuniting families and encouraging and strengthening families through this 7 day of prayer. Some of us is on our second 7 day. Amen. Some of us is going on 2 weeks. Amen. And my prayer and my hope is that once we, maybe I tell you, stop announcing it, and pray and hope that the families would continue it. Amen. In my family now, sometimes if me and my wife are tired and trying to go to bed a little earlier, amen, one of the kids would say, we got to pray, we got to pray. Amen. One of the children will remind us, we've done it so and it's become accustomed to us, amen, that even the children are expecting prayer at the end of the day. And we're so thankful, amen. That's what we want to do. What we are encouraging you for your family, amen, to do the same thing. Often we are praying for other folks, and sometimes we forget to pray for those that are right under our roof, amen. We're often interceding and praying for other folks' families and other folks' children and other folks' spouse, and sometimes if we're not careful, we will forget to pray and intercede for our own children, amen, for our own spouse, amen. And now, as the prayer grows, you'll find out, the Lord will start laying different people on your heart, amen. He'll lay the pastor, lay my family, amen, on your heart, and you'll find yourself calling out the pastor and his wife, amen, calling out my family, amen, calling out those, amen, in the church, amen, those in our neighborhood, those in your co-workers, amen. That's what prayer does, amen. That's what prayer does. Someone said prayer changes things, amen. Prayer does change things. All right, let's go ahead and get into the Word, amen. As we stated, we thank God for my wife and all of my children, amen, being here, amen, being in the building on tonight. Exodus, the fourth chapter. If you got it, let it be known by saying amen. We're going to take, amen, our topic, amen, from verse number 2, Exodus 4 and 2. I want you to read it with me if you can, amen, read it with me if you can. Now, if you don't know what Exodus is, you're looking at, you've seen Revelation and Jude and Peter and the Hebrews and all that, you're in the wrong portion of the Bible. You're in the wrong section. I need you to back up. Amen. It goes towards the front of the Bible. It goes towards the front, amen, of the Bible. And those of you that got your tablet and phone and you still can't find Exodus, amen, we got a problem. Houston has a problem. All you got to do is type in Exodus, the fourth chapter. Amen. If you got a smartphone, maybe some of us got a dumb phone. Amen. But, amen. Let's try to get that Exodus 4, verse number 2. On the count of 3, read it with me if you can. Amen. Right when you are, read it with me. Amen. On the count of 3. 1, 3. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Amen. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? Verse 2. And he said, a rod. Amen. And we're going to use the same topic tonight as we used on Sunday morning. If you got a neighbor, look at that neighbor. The neighbor. Use what you got. Amen. Come on. Tell another neighbor, tell a friend, and even tell yourself, the neighbor. use what you got. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you once more again. That we ask prayer and we pray tonight that you would send your anointing that makes preaching easy. That the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let them bless him and be glory in this service. But all glory and honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Use what you got. Listen, I just want to, I still might as well just walk through and then kind of bring us up. I know there are many of you that are on tonight that was not able to be a part of the Sunday morning service because maybe you had your own service to be a part of. So I'm just going to walk us through and then bring us up to the point. I think we end up getting to verse 6 by the time I cut off. So let me just take you and bring you through, amen, we'll bring up the point and then we will keep going. Have you ever felt that you just didn't have enough? Maybe you felt unqualified to do a certain task that was asked or maybe even begged of you to try to complete. Perhaps you have felt that someone else was better suited or better qualified for the job at hand. Yeah, we often face fear when asked to do something that may be unfamiliar or uncomfortable. Let me say that again. We often face fear. We all know God has not given us the spirit of fear, but in actuality, we understand fear is a natural human instinct. It's a natural human feeling that we experience depending on what's transpiring at the moment and what is taking place in our life. So we often face fear when we are asked to do something that may be unfamiliar or uncomfortable. The truth of the matter is our faith in God will be tested. Our faith in God will be tried. The Bible declares every man's work shall be tried by fire to see what fear is. And the truth of the matter is, if God didn't allow you to go through it, if God didn't allow you to experience some of the things you've experienced in life, you wouldn't understand what's in you. You wouldn't even know the power that you have if you didn't have hard times. You wouldn't even know that you can make it through some storms if it had never rained in your life. You wouldn't even know you could make it through some hardships if all of your days were sunny. But we understand the song says, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. What is this that makes me feel this way? The truth of the matter, I love my God, that is my Lord. And God can do things. God got the power to do what none of the power can do. Just look at the name that you got when it comes to you. Hang on in there. Hang on in there.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes it seems like God has forgotten about us. It seems like God is picking on us. And it seems like sometimes in life God has chosen other people. Amen. It seems like He's chosen other people to heal, other people to deliver, other people to reserve, other people to drive up. Amen. And it seems like, amen, out of all your doings, amen, you go to church, you pray, you, amen, you fast, you read the Bible, but it just seems like sometimes God is listening to you. I think that they, I believe it was, I think it was David that said that, that the crowd, amen, he would have fainted if he had not believed in the goodness of the Lord, in the land of the living. I believe that was David, amen. So my Lord, I have to declare that. Amen. The day, amen, when the Lord upset when they saw the enemies of God perishing, when it seemed like those that don't do the truth, those that ain't naming the name of Christ, sometimes it seemed like they're the ones that are being blessed. Amen. But the Lord declared and declared that, be not weary. I wish I had a good Lord for you. In well-being, I call in due season. Where is the high-five that God is? If you don't have nobody, high-five this brother and say, amen, I'm in my due season. The due season you shall reap. But if you think now, look at the name and say, yes. It seems like sometimes God has forgot about His people. Yeah, we can be encouraged because we know that God will always keep His promise. If you got a neighbor, just look at him and say, neighbor, be encouraged tonight because we know God will always keep His promise. Yes, He will. But keep in mind that me plus God equals the majority. Lord, I got a lot of good neighbors right here. I'm blessing myself. Yes. Me plus God equals the majority. It doesn't matter who else is against us. If God be for us, then the whole thing matters. Yes, we have tabernacle in the religion. Amen. I said, if God be for us, then the whole thing matters. People will come and people will go. Money comes, money goes. Gifts come, the gift goes. Amen. But we want God to reside in our lives. I said, we want God to reside. We want God to reign supreme in our lives. In the heavenly things shall pass away, but we know God's word shall not pass away. God will keep His promise. Yes, God is a promise keeper. Look at what they make him shout, use what you got. I want you to understand that you have everything you need to be successful. Let me say that again. I'm getting ready to get to my closing. You, beloved, those listening and watching me live, those of you listening to the chaos, you have everything you need to be successful. That idea that you have, God just wants you to use what you got. Let that vision make it plain. You got ministry in you. You got preaching in you. You got evangelizing in you. You got a business idea in you. Amen. And don't you understand it? Only takes one thing. It takes the direction of the family. Lord, help me do that. Amen. I say it only takes one idea. It only takes one thing. To change the course of your family. Not just your immediate family, but generations to come. That only needs one idea. Amen. God only got to put one thing. If you only have to bring to pass, bring to life that one thing that you already know God has given you. Amen. Let's look at verse 1. Let's read 1 through 6 for those that were not tuned in that Sunday morning. Then we can grab the Raptors. Look at Exodus 4, look at verse 1. God is dealing with the prophet Moses. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me. And they were at the point now where God had already met Moses at the burning bush. And yet God already has instructed Moses, amen, on what he's going to do. Yet God, don't you understand, I don't care where you run, you can run, but you can't hide. God knows your address. Man, let me hear. God knows exactly where you are. We understand Moses was to deliver us. Amen. And Moses didn't have, amen. There was a message I preached years ago. There was a blessing in the basket. There was a hit out on Moses. Amen. At his birth, there was a hit out on the men, on the young boys. Amen. That had been born because Israel had been so blessed. It was fruitful and multiplying. And the Pharaoh of Egypt sent out a word to kill all the boys, all the newborn boys, kill it. Amen. And Moses' mother heard about it and she put Moses in the basket. Lord, help me here. God was directing Moses even in the basket. Oh, yeah, there's a blessing, amen, in the basket. There's a deliverance, amen, in the basket. Amen. Moses was rescued, I believe, by his sister. Amen. And the sister, amen, I think that the story goes, took him, amen, one of Pharaoh's daughters, got hold to him and adopted him, to say. Adopted him and raised him, amen, in the Egyptian way. As Moses got older, he looked out and he saw, amen, an Egyptian, amen, abusing a Hebrew. And Moses, amen, killed the Egyptian. I'm just bringing you up. You can go back and read it. Moses killed the Egyptian. He knew that was a death sentence. That was a hit out for him. Amen. Moses took his journey. He got to a far country. Amen. Met Jethro, married Jethro's daughter. Got in the father-in-law's way. Began to work for his father-in-law. Amen. And one day, while tending the sheep, he looked over and saw a bush burning. Amen. But it was not consumed. Amen. I want you to understand, beloved, just because you're in the fire right now, that does not mean that the fire is going to overthrow you. That does not mean that the fire is going to consume you. Moses looked, saw the fire, got his attention. Amen. God just wanted to have a quick conversation with him. Amen. And he explains to Moses what he must do. And here we find in chapter 4, verse 1, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. Have you ever knew that God told you something? Have you ever knew, and with beyond shadow of a doubt, that you heard had a word from the Lord, and you tried to share it with folks that did not believe that you had heard from the Lord? Here Moses, amen, says, but they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. Look at verse 2. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And verse 3, and he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. Sometimes in life, amen, you're going to deal with some situations in your hand that may be fearful. Amen. It may be something different. It may be something difficult. Amen. Moses was all right as long as the rod remained the rod, but as soon as he put that thing down, as soon as it came out of his hand and went into God's hand, it became a serpent and it brought fear to Moses. I want you to understand tonight. I got to get through here. I want you to understand, just take your hands off certain situations and put them in the Lord's hand. And yes, sometimes it may seem difficult. Sometimes it may seem fearful because of how it's getting ready to unravel. Amen. Because of what God is showing you. Amen. But learn to trust God. Look at a neighbor and say, we got to learn to trust God. And he said, verse 3, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. Amen. Moses was afraid of the serpent. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it. And it became a rod
in his hands. See what happens, amen, when it's in your hands, what happens then when you put it in God's hands, what happens? And then God gives that thing back to Moses, amen. And now, amen, what God is trying to do is build Moses' faith. I told you on Sunday morning, God has a way of doing things, amen. In order for you, the preacher, the leader, amen, in order for you to help build the people's faith, God has to first build your faith. Y'all ain't gonna help me here, amen. Let me say that again. Before, amen, you can build the people's faith, amen, and before you can really proclaim, amen, and lead God's people, God has to first lead you. God has to first instruct you. God has to first build you up. Amen. Let the church shout amen. Put forth thy hand and take it by the curl. And he put forth his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand again. Verse 5. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Verse 6. And I believe this is about where we left off Sunday morning. And the Lord said, furthermore unto him, put now thine hand in thy bosom, and put his hand, and he put his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. Amen. First, God deals with what's in Moses' hand. Oh, this is brand new. I just got this. This is hot off the press. First, God deals with what's in Moses' hand. Now he's dealing with Moses. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Now he's dealing with Moses' hand. Yeah. See, God wants to make that thing personable. Amen. First, he deals with the situations around. But ultimately, beloved, understand tonight, yes, God wants to deal with what's in your hand. But ultimately, God wants to deal with you. Oh, my God. I'll run around. I guess I will run around this thing tonight. Like I said, ultimately, yeah, God wants to deal with your situations, and God will deal with your situations. Amen. But ultimately, God wants to deal with you. Look at somebody and say, deal with me tonight. Deal with me all tonight. And the Lord said, furthermore, to him, verse 6, put down thy hand in thy bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. Amen. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. I'm getting old proof in that. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and pushed it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. Amen. Remember, God will deal with what's in your hand. Then God will deal with your hand. Oh, my God. Anybody got that on tonight? Amen. Let me say that again. God wants to deal with what's in your hand, but ultimately, and above all, God wants to deal with your hand. In other words, God wants it to be personal. Amen. God wants it to be, amen, a relationship where you know his voice. Amen. God already knows you. Amen. But God wants you to know him just as well. And he said, put thine hand. Well, let's look at verse 8. And it shall come to pass if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first time, that they will believe the voice of the latter time. Yeah, they don't believe the first thing. They don't believe when you put the rod on the ground. They don't believe that story. Then definitely they will believe when it happens, when you tell them or show them your personal hand. Listen. Sometimes God, amen, sets us up to have a personal testimony. Amen. That's never a debate with a person that has a personal experience. That's never a debate with a person that has a testimony. Amen. You can't argue with me, amen, when it's my testimony. Amen. It may seem unreal to you, but if it's my personal testimony, you can't make me doubt it. And it shall come to pass if they will not hearken, if they will not believe me, neither hearken to the voice of the first time, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take up the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Look at what God is doing. Amen. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent. Amen. Here's another excuse. Moses, you know, we just like Moses. We can sit here and preach Moses. Amen. And preach what he went through and what he did. But what about you? How many excuses, amen, have we made? Some of you should be preaching. Some of you should be pastoring. Some of you should be teaching. Amen. Some of you should already be saved. Amen. Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But how many excuses, how many folks are you blaming for the reason of you not being in the place in God where you're supposed to be? Y'all gonna make me work hard tonight. Amen. Let me say it again. How many of you, amen, you're blaming? You can count how many folks, amen, as the reason for why you're not preaching, why you're not, amen, evangelizing, why you're not singing in the choir, amen, why you're not an usher, why you're not a deacon. You know you were supposed to be a deacon. Amen. Deacons running your family. Amen. But you keep running, or you keep worrying about what the people gonna say about you. Listen, I learned, amen, in my 41 year folks don't talk about you whether you do good or bad.
Right.
People don't always have something to say about you. Make us grow, mature to the point where, amen, let them talk where you able to, amen, get good conversation, amen, great conversation, amen, let them keep on talking, amen, let them keep on talking. Let's get through here. Amen. So that water will become blood. Look at verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am slow of speech. Listen at Moses. Listen to this excuse. And of a slow tongue. Moses said, I'm slow of speech. I got a slow tongue. I really can't talk too well. Here's another excuse. I stutter. I don't have a great education. I ain't went to seminary. God ain't told you to do all that. Amen. He done told you to preach. He done told you to prophesy. He told you to testify. But you keep trying to do, and because you see somebody else do it a certain way, everybody's not going to do everything the exact same way. Moses said, I'm slow of tongue. Verse 11, the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? I told you, God will eliminate every excuse. God asks Moses, who made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?
Yeah.
God says, Moses, didn't I do all that? See, a lot of times we trying to use our own power, our own authority. We're trying to reason and make stuff, watch this, make stuff make sense in our mind.
Yeah.
Everything that God tells you to do is not going to make sense to you all the time.
True.
Do you hear me tonight? Everything that God tells you, the just shall live by faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Everything is not going to make sense to you. When God called me the pastor, and I told my wife, we were like, huh? He want to do. We have, amen, didn't know about no money, didn't know about starting no church, but we had a word. But what we began to do was activate our faith. God ain't gonna always, amen. Sometimes you learn the plan as you go, but you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You, when God gives it to you, it's your duty, it's your job to begin to work the vision. There was three. One he gave five talents, one he gave two, one he gave one. Amen. According to their several ability. It's up to you whether or not you're going to dig in the earth and bury that one, or if you're going to do like the two and produce two more, or like the five and produce five more. Use what you got.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get out of here before I have to do part three. Verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Moses didn't go to, amen, Moses didn't go to seminary. He went before God.
Yeah.
And nowadays, Lord, help me, amen. I'm so tired of all this mess, amen. Some of these bishops and apostles are just as phony as a $3 bill. You got doctor, I'm talking to you, amen. You got doctor before your name, you chief, this, you, it's great, this, Lord, hey, what, if you're the great, then what is God? Most reverend, we got so many titles, amen, and Lord, and your wife don't like you, your children don't like you, but your church loves you. That's a problem. Houston, we have a problem. All these titles and saying, then don't let nobody call you, amen. Moses, God just deal with Moses as Moses. Amen. Don't let, God forbid, somebody call you by your birth name. You won't even answer. They done called you bishop, amen, and overseer and chief apostle so much you forgot your name was Bobby Joe. I mean, you know, whatever your name is, you done forgot it. Now, when they ask you for your signature, you put in chief apostle, his grace, most reverend, right reverend, amen. If that's the right reverend, who's the wrong reverend? Well, they don't like this. And I hope you might get some calls on this. Amen. As you know, before I take it back, I add more to it. Amen. So we got all this stuff going on, and God ain't even excited. He ain't even pleased with it because you never allowed your office to go to your head. All right. Now that word going out will be with thy mouth, verse 12, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, oh my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? Moses still trying to get out of it. God said, don't you got, ain't Aaron the Levite, ain't Aaron your big brother? And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. You, if you use what you got, God will send you the extra that's needed. Listen, let me tell you, if you use what you got, God will send you the extra that's needed. But you got to use what you got. Don't sit there and wait till the extra will come before you get busy. You get busy. I think that was our senior hall that used to say, let's get busy. I think that was him. Some of y'all that came up in the 80s. Amen. 80s and 90s. Let's get busy. That's what I'm saying to the church. That's what I'm saying to every member, everyone under the sound of my voice. Let's get busy. What are you doing to build the kingdom of God? Are you sitting there waiting on your pastor? Sitting there waiting on your bishop? Amen. Don't you know there's ministry in you? There's a calling on your life?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You may not have to preach like me, but there's a ministry. There's a gift. There's an anointing in your life and on your life. You sit around waiting on somebody, amen, to tell you who you are. Go to God. Because if you keep waiting on man, amen, to tag you and to speak something into your life, amen, that same joker that spoke you up will speak you down.
Yeah.
I'm the one that ordained him. I'm the one that gave him that office. Okay? Be careful.
All right. I'm losing you. God was mad at him. Okay? Aaron Levi, my brother, I know that he can speak well. He's coming. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he said thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him. I'm crossing right through him. Thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. Meaning, Moses, what I've told you, you give to Aaron. Write that vision, make it plain. Speak it, speak the vision, make it plain. Use those. Now, leaders, we got to be careful that when God sends us good help, that we don't abuse and misuse the good help. I've been on both ends. I've been used and abused, and any person that claims to
have a gift or be called to do anything in the church that I pastor. I'm very open to allowing your gift for you to practice and use, whether it's preaching, teaching, working with children, singing, whatever it is. Ain't nobody say, well, they can say it, but it ain't the truth. Ain't nobody ever say they didn't get an opportunity while they was working with me or with my wife. We've always tried to share and build people up. And a preacher that had never preached for me, that's never been a part of my staff, can tell if they told the truth. I've been their biggest supporter when hardly nobody else would stand for them or stand with them. I would be the first one standing beside them.
Right. Right.
I believe in pushing others and exalting and encouraging others even more highly than myself. God says, thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. Verse 16, and I'm through after verse 17, and he shall be thy spokesman. God eliminates all excuses. Elder Blueback, we ain't got no excuses. Deacon Berger, praise God, we ain't got no excuses. God has eliminated all excuses. So I believe we'll go ahead on and travel through Jordan. Let me hear. Thank you. And he shall put, and he shall be the spokesman unto the people. Sometimes it's good and okay for the people to hear someone else other than the leader. That when it's your time, to speak, it shouldn't be where you are contradicting the leader. But your word should confirm what the leader is already preaching. God, unites and brings Aaron and Moses back together, but Moses remained the head leader. But God sends his big brother to stand by his side and to speak also on his behalf. Just in case Moses got tired of, Aaron was there to speak, more fluently, because Aaron knew what God had said. Is there anybody here that don't mind knowing that somebody else knows the voice of God also? The truth of the matter, you might be the leader, but you might be the only one God can talk to. Wave your hand and say, use what you got. Verse 16, and he shall be that spokesman unto the people. And he shall he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. In other words, God did not take Moses' leadership. He establishes Moses as the leader for the people. But the spokesman would be Aaron on behalf of Moses, on behalf of God. Wave your hand and say, use what you got. I'm getting out of here, but verse 17 declares, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do so. to give Moses a new law. God did not have to cut down new trees to give Moses something new. All the thing Moses had to do was use what he had. Everything Moses needed, God had already supplied it.
Anybody here that's fully trusting in God? Samuel,
ministry is open and watch God work, watch God heal, watch God deliver. Won't he do it? Won't he heal you? Won't he deliver? This same God was Abraham's faith. This same God was Moses' rod. This same God was Joshua's battle axe. He was Samson's friend. Elijah carrying a fire. David, instrument of praise. You went to God. Solomon's window. Daniel's lion tamer. The three Hebrew boys. Fourth man. Just remember, it is no secret to what God can do.
All power, healing power, deliverance power.
seen in Israel. Grasp your feet and dance in his hands. Oh, 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 yes. Since I know he's in his hands, let me ask y'all one question. Before I ask you my question, I got to leave you now. You're a bypass. You're some bonus. You understand what a bonus is. It's when you get something you was not expecting. A bonus is when they give you more than what you expected. Here is five bonus points. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor gonna give us some extra credit. Pastor gonna give us some bonus questions, some bonus statements. Statement number one, he's a good God. Statement number two, extra credit number two, he's a good God. Extra credit number three, he's a good God. Extra credit number four, he's a good God. Don't forget, extra credit number five, he's a good God. Somebody say, what a mighty, what a mighty, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth are door to him. He fills my doubt. He's a good God. He comes my fear. He's a good God. Can I ask y'all one more question? Ain't it all right? And you're right. Ain't he a good God? Ain't he wonderful? Ain't he lovely? Ain't he kind? Come on, Tabernacle, help me say it. Ain't he, ain't he, ain't he, ain't he? Ain't he? God bless you. God bless you tonight. He's all right. My children told me to do it one more time. He's all right. Come here, Pamela. Always remember, your hand is only but so big. Your hand can only reach out but so far. So that's why, beloved, take your hand and put it in the hand of God. And do like the old folks would say, where he leads me. Where he leads me, I'll follow. If you want to get in trouble, then this is how you get in trouble. I'm through preaching. This is how you get, Brother Rod, this is how you get in trouble. When you put your hands in the hands of God, and then you try to lead God. Anytime you try to lead God, you're going to be heading for trouble. You're heading for danger. But if you can make up in your mind tonight that you're going to put your hand in the hand of God, God's hand is always bigger. His reach is always farther. He can see much clearer. What we have to do is learn that where God leads, we'll follow. Sometimes in his leadership, it may seem like we run into a roadblock. It may seem like we run into a detour. We run into some danger. But put your hands and leave it in the hands of the man that steals the water. Leave your hand in the hands of the man that comes to see. God bless you. Thank you, beloved. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Use what you got. Put your hand as a pastor, as a father, as a husband. I want my hand to remain in the hand of God. I don't want to make any decisions, even with the church and when to go back and when to. I don't want to do it because, amen, I'm just in a rush. I want my hands to be in the hands of God. Moses got in trouble because the people, he started watching the people and paying too much attention to the people and lost focus on what God was saying.
Fact of the matter, some folk will rush you back in the church now, amen, and they may come for a service or two, and you don't see them no more. Some of the same ones that's rushing, let's get back, let's go back. You wasn't doing hardly nothing when we was there. Some of you that was there, you were keeping up more hell than a little bit. So why would anybody want to rush back into that? We've been led by God. Those that are led by God are the sons of God. The daughters of God want to be led, want to be guided, led and guided, I'm through, by God. Not because of money, not because of gain, not because of natural things, but because God said so. Listen, tonight we want to raise our Thursday night offering. If this message, even if I made you mad, if this message pricked your heart, if this message tonight encouraged you, we want you to consider being led by God, by the hand of God, of giving an offering, a financial offering on tonight. Can never pay for the word. I don't preach because I know I'm going to get a certain amount. I don't know. But I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God to lead my hand. I'm trusting God to lead your hand. As your pastor, I'm trusting God to touch and lay on your heart to give. The Bible says, not to throw it up, but the Bible says, if I've met your spiritual needs, if I've fed you spiritually, if I've met your spiritual needs, then the least you can do is just right, it's just proper. This is the word. It's not my opinion. This is the word. It's just proper. It's just decent. It's just proper. It's just right for you to take care of my natural. I'm not looking for a bigger house. Not looking for a bigger car. Just want to, David, continue to take care of my family. That's why I still work a full-time job. That's why my wife works a full-time job. And we thank God. We're grateful. I pastored 10 and a half, almost 11 years before even getting a salary. Elder Blewett and some of them were trying to make me, wanted me to do it soon. I said, no, we got to make sure the church is okay. Church continued to grow. We got to the point, man, when we was able to put me on salary. And we was grateful to God. When this pandemic happened, salary got cut in half. But we're grateful to God. We ain't missed a meal. I'm down over 50 pounds, but it ain't because we ain't got food to eat. And the truth of the matter, Praise Tabernacle, you know, I've been preaching now these past 6 months. Me and my wife both have been preaching and ministering more over these past 6 months than I've probably done in the past 3 or 4 years. I was preaching twice a month when we was in the fellowship like that, twice a month. First Sunday, I wasn't even preaching first, so I preached the second and fourth Sunday.
Right.
And now that we're here and doing what we're doing, I'm preaching twice a week. I went from preaching twice a month to now we're preaching twice a week. And we're preaching harder. My wife is, she was only ministering every fifth Sunday, but now it's 2, 3, 4 times a month. And if y'all tell the truth, you ain't missed nothing. You ain't missed no words. You might not have missed the touchy, the hugging and touching and stuff that we, you know, high five your name and hug your name and all that in the church. But it ain't been no famine of preaching. Not when Elder Blewett, Elder Taylor, Evangelist Stanton, Elder Oliver, amen, they've been preaching on Tuesday night, been giving a great Bible study. Elder Oliver was in here. Live studio audience on last Thursday, preaching under the power of the Holy Ghost. And we're grateful. So I'm just asking you tonight, is Thursday night, amen, is our Thursday night celebration, is our Thursday night service, we're just asking you, as the Lord leads you. If the Lord lays on your heart to give a dollar, then you do what God tells you to do. If he tells you to give 25, do what he tells you to do. If he tells you to give 10, he tells you to give 100. Do what God tells you to do. If this word has been a blessing to you, you have two different ways in which you can give on tonight. The first one is Cash App. And that's $OV. That's Omar Zachary. $OV. And the number is 264. Once again, if you'd like to Cash App your love gift, Put in there, just keep preaching, Brother Omar. Put in there, take your family to dinner. Buy some hamburgers, buy some peanut butter and jelly. Feed your family. Do it, whatever you need to put in there, as the Lord leads you. $OZ264. Once again, $OZ264. Or you can call our financial offices right now. If you'd like to use credit card, debit card, PayPal, our finance committee, our financial officers are there waiting for your call right now. You can reach them at 678-760-6056. Once again, if you'd like to use debit or credit card or PayPal, call this number, let them know this is for Brother Omar, this is for Bishop, this is for Pastor Omar. Hey, I know my name. Hey, you just say this is for Omar. Okay? And just let them know just your love offering for a Thursday night service. 678-760-6056. God bless you. We thank you so much for tuning in. Amen. On tonight, we solicit that you continue to keep Evangelist Stanton, Deacon Stanton, keep them in your prayers. Evangelist Stanton lost her father a few nights ago, a few days or so ago. Want you to keep her in prayer. Keep him in prayer. Amen. I talked with her, and he was 89, or almost 89, or right at 89 years old. So God had blessed him to live a long life, and we're grateful. Amen. So let's keep the Stanton family in prayer. We want you to continue to pray for the Stokes family, amen, specifically Elder Stokes, Elder Leroy Stokes. While you're praying tonight, while your family's in prayer, let's call out the saints. Let's call out those that we know. There's Elder Leroy Stokes. Let's pray God to touch his body. And the Bluett family, we're still praying. Call out Sister Asha Bluett, the Bluett family. My nephew, Brother Adore, the Tate family. Let's continue to call these ones out. The Ingram family, amen. Sister Ingram, amen. We reached out to her a couple of days ago. Amen. Let's continue to pray for them and the loss of her husband. And there's many, 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 many more. But we want to encourage you. I'm through. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to encourage you to continue your family prayer. I've been hearing so many wonderful things in just a short time. Let's do it tonight. Okay, let's do it tonight. I know we get tired and we get sleepy, and that sleep will creep right up on us. Amen. You need knocked out to be in the morning, and by the time we forgot to pray. And we understand. We've been there and done that. Okay? So tonight, we're going to be praying corporately. Amen. And we may get another one in before we all go to bed. Thank you so much, beloved. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Meet us back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. I almost preached out of my shirt tonight. Amen. Meet us back here Sunday morning. Praise Tabernacle Church. Meet us back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock hour. Amen. And we'll be back here with another word. Amen. Another awesome service. Celebration on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much. Amen. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for another night's service, our first night service. Thank you for all of your people that tuned in, all our viewers on Facebook, all of our listeners on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Pray that you bless your people. There may be some that may have wanted prayer specifically tonight. We can't see the names, but God, you know. And we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver whatever it is that's going on with those that tuned in on tonight. Give them the faith to put their hand in your hand, to put both of their hands in your hand, and allow you to lead and guide them. At the same time, God, we pray that you would give us the faith to use what we got. It doesn't take many, it just takes willing. It doesn't take many folk, it just takes willing folk. For if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God, we thank you. We appreciate you. As we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. God bless you.
He holds the second service. About to show me something?
No, about to sing.
Oh.